Samson made the best candy in Piccadilly. He moved his hand closer for her to take the sweets. When she hesitated, he undid the ribbon and pulled out a piece for himself. After no movement from her, he undid the wrapper and popped the butterscotch into his mouth. He closed his eyes and released a moan of delight as he savoured the candy. Sydney's mouth watered at the treat he enjoyed. She also gulped as she gazed at him enjoying the candy. His pleasure seemed almost sensual. Sydney's teeth scraped her upper lip, biting down as she watched him. As he licked his lips, Sydney's reaction was to lick hers too. When Wilde opened his eyes, he thought he would find a disgruntled lady agitated at him for invading her private sanctuary. Instead, his eyes encountered midnight eyes growing dark with desire. As he stared, her tongue slid over her lips, as if she herself savoured the sweet candy. Her lips glistened as they begged for him to kiss her, to have her sample the butterscotch from his mouth. He took a step toward her, startling her out of her daydream. When her eyes met with his, he noticed her confusion. He kept forgetting she was an inexperienced miss. While he was aware of the full impact of their attraction, she was not. There was nothing he wanted to do more than to draw her into his embrace and show her the passion they could share. But he understood that he would scare her away. He would frighten her into somebody else's arms. Sheffield's arms. No, he would need to slow down his chase. Slow and steady wins the race. Wilde cleared his throat. As I was saying, an apology. He placed the candy on her lap and bowed before her. With a smile, he took his leave and left the garden as quietly as he entered, never giving her a chance to comment. Sydney continued to sit on the bench in confusion. What just happened? She was unable to come to a conclusion over her muddled thoughts. Her emotions in the last few moments changed from caution to desire to bewilderment to an utter state of awe. How could one man hold such an impact on her emotions? She wanted to explore her attraction to Wildberg, but to do that, she ran the risk of a broken heart. Sydney had an inclination it would be worth it. To experience what he offered her would be a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Why wouldn't she want to grab it?